Lesson 11, Grammar 1. Now, this is a very useful expression and one that you're going to thank me for, especially if you come to visit Korea. First, you take a long airplane flight. Then, you get to your hotel. And finally, you go to a restaurant and you're very, very hungry. 주세요. You can use it when you order something because it means please give me something. Just say the thing you want to order first and then add 주세요. This is also useful for shopping. Say the thing you want to buy and then say 주세요. So let's try it out. In other words, 주세요, attached to a noun, is used to politely request or politely command something. It is often used for purchasing items. Let's hear some conversations.
뭘 드릴까요? 커피 두 잔 주세요.
What would you like to have? I'd like to have 2 cups of coffee. Good. So, this is at a cafe, right? And what do you want to have? That's first. 커피 두 잔. Good. And then what do you say that means please give me? 주세요. Good. Is that what you want at the cafe? Why don't you order something that you would like to have? Did you say blah 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 주세요? Okay, good. You're ready to order. Now let's practice shopping.
오렌지 얼마예요? 한 개에 1,000원이에요. 그럼 오렌지 5개 주세요.
Okay, what's this about? How much is an orange? It's 1,000 won for one. Then give me 2, please. Yeah, they're shopping for oranges and they ask the price. And then next, they say how many they want to buy. Okay, let's try this like a role play. So you ask me how much something costs. What do you want? Okay, apple, 사과, go ahead. 사과 얼마예요? Good. 한 개 2,000원이에요. How do you answer? Did you say 사과 100개 주세요? Oh my! Or did you say 사과 2개 주세요? Great, you got it. Now you can shop and buy and also order something at a restaurant. Okay, so here's a Konglish joke. What did the city kid say when he visited an orange tree orchard for the first time? 주세요. Sorry if that's not very funny. Now you're doing great. Let's move on.